That's just the way I am.
Hello, friends, and welcome back. Now, I know that you're disappointed because all you see is me. Janelle is missing in action. She's busy doing mommy duty stuff, so she's not able to be here today, so she'll likely return here tomorrow. The second thing is you might be able to hear screaming in the background. I just want you to know it's a normal part of our life here in the Yazinski home. We have the kids all at home. It's a busy part of the day, so if you hear screaming or noise or police sirens in the background, just so you know, that's all normal. Now, today we are going to be talking about excuses that we tell ourselves that we don't realize we are telling ourselves that prevent us from taking responsibility for our life and really growing in a life of virtue. And what's a big lie? It goes like this: that's just the way I am. In other words, we recognize maybe there's something disordered in our life, but we hit this default button and say, well, I was born this way, or that's just my character defect, and that's just the way I am. In other words, this excuse absolves ourselves of the responsibility of dealing with this weakness in our life. And I think we're doing this in areas of our life without realizing it, and we're going to go through a couple examples. Father Fernandez says, there can be no pact with our defects and errors, and we must make the effort to overcome them. We can never get used to the shortcomings and weaknesses which separates us from God and from others on the excuse that they are part of our character. So are we doing this? Are we just hitting this default button and saying, that is just how I am, that's just who I am? Well, let's do a little examination of our heart to see if we can recognize ourselves doing that. Have you ever told yourself, I'm just pessimistic, that's just the way I am? And we look at ourselves and we realize we have this natural ability to look at the world and see everything that is wrong. So we hit the default button, that is just the way I am. If that's what you're telling yourself, you have to realize you're lacking a virtue. That's not who you are. You're lacking the virtue of optimism. See, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we're lacking also the virtue of gratitude. And this is important to realize because we can change. If we hit the default button, say, that's just the way I am, well, then we'll never make an effort to change. We'll never develop the virtue of gratitude and optimism. Here's another one. People might say, I'm just a controversial person. Controversy follows me everywhere I go. And you recognize in all your conversations with people, it's just controversy. See, no, you're not a controversial person by default. That is what you have chosen to be. You're quarrelsome. And you're lacking the virtue of friendliness. But if we hit the default person and say, that's just the way I am, well, then we'll never take responsibility for our weakness and we'll never try to develop the virtue of friendliness. Another person might say, I'm a timid person. That's just the way I am. And that's your default position. And I would say, no, you're not a timid person. You've acted your way into this and you're struggling with the vice of cowardice. And what do you do to counteract that? You have to develop the virtue of bravery. And this is within our control with the help of the Holy Spirit and discipline. Another person might say, I just have trouble making friends. It's been like that my whole life. And that's their default position. I'm never going to have really good friends. And I would say, well, maybe you're lacking the virtue of affability. What is affability? It's called friendliness. You know, in order to have friends, you have to be friendly. And that is a virtue that can be learned. I think some people don't realize that. You can learn to be friendly. And friendly people have friends. If you're not friendly, don't expect to have friends. But some people hit that default position. That's just the way I am. I don't know how. Well, this is something we teach our kids. How to have conversations with people. In fact, I have rules of conversation that I'm trying to teach our children. So maybe I can do another video on this, but here's one of the rules. When you're talking to somebody and you want to be friendly, smile and then look them in the eye. Smile and look them in the eye. You know, nobody wants to talk to a frowner. So that's just something very basic. You can learn to do that. Or somebody else is struggling to have friends. Maybe it's not affability, but maybe it's a lack of courtesy, considering the other person's dignity. And so what can we do to practice courtesy is when you enter into a conversation, be mindful, intentionally be mindful of another person's feelings. You can develop this in your life. It's a virtue. Another person might tell themselves, I'm a procrastinator. I've always put things off to the very last moment they hit that default button. That's just who I am. No, that's what you've learned to do, and you can counteract that by becoming a more virtuous person. Perhaps a person is procrastinating because they lack the virtue of foresight. They don't think about the consequence of putting things off to the last moment. They don't see the harm that it's going to cause. And so that might be one reason they put off things to the last moment. Another person might put it off because they're lacking the virtue of fortitude. The ability to do something hard in that moment, so they're pushing that off because they're lacking in that virtue. See, it's important not to hit the default position and say, well, that's just the way I am, because then you're never going to try to develop the opposing virtue to that vice. Another person might tell themselves, I just have a bad temper. That's just who I am. You know, my grandfather, he had a bad temper. My dad, he had a bad temper. And well, for me, it just runs in my genes. I have a bad temper. Default button. You lack the virtue of patience. But you'll never develop patience if you keep on hitting that default button. That's just the way I am. Now, how do you develop the virtue of patience? Well, one simple way, when there's something that's inconvenient in your life, stop complaining about it. Something very practical. Bear the inconvenience quietly. Another person might tell themselves, I'm just a rebel. That's just who I am. I've always resisted authority, and that's their default position. No, you lack the virtue of obedience. Now, how would you develop the virtue of obedience? Well, when somebody tells you to do something, do it promptly. Just do it quickly. Start developing that virtue. Another person might tell themselves, I've never had a good relationship with those in authority or teachers. That's just who I am. And they press that default button, thinking everyone in authority or teachers are out to get them. No, you've learned your way into that through vice. Perhaps one might be lacking the virtue of docility, being able to be taught by somebody. Now, how do you, there could be other reasons for this, but that might be one. You just lack docility, or you're prideful and stubborn. How do you develop docility? Well, when somebody is speaking, just listen to them. Take in their point of view without right away imposing your opinion upon the conversation. So here's the big question, friends, the whole point. What areas of your life have you been hitting the default button and saying, that's just the way I am, ignoring vice in your life? This is the whole point. Now, if you can recognize this, do not be discouraged. St. Francis de Sales says, one has to suffer in patience the setbacks to our perfection, doing whatever we can to make progress in good spirit. We hope with patience, instead of getting frustrated at having done so little in the past, we try diligently to do better in the future. I think sometimes what I do to myself is I recognize I've hit that default button many times, and sometimes I realize I've been hitting that default button in areas of my life for years. And with that realization comes, man, I wasted a lot of time. And if we realize this, we should not get discouraged. That realization comes because of the action of God's grace in our life. We should rejoice once we recognize our weakness, pick ourselves up, and move forward. Because progression in the spiritual life is like 2 steps forward, 1 step back. 3 steps forward, maybe sometimes 4 steps back. And then we keep on going. And it takes discipline. Father Fernandez says, moreover, virtue is not normally attained through sporadic bursts of effort. Rather, it is in the continuity of the effort, the constancy of going on each day, each week, helped by grace. That's where I'm at, friends, in my life. I need to ask for the grace to continue the race. It's a grind sometimes, and so we ask for help. And if we ask for help, God will be sure to grant it to us. Friends, please share with us what stood out to you and why. Comment below. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with others. And again, we're going to say the rosary. Link is right up there. And we'll see you tomorrow.